Alderman, would you get me Dr. Kissinger, please?
Thank you, sir.
Okay, thanks.
Hello?
Bob Henry.
Yes, sir.
I'm over at the president's house, and he was wondering if you could come up and chat with him for a bit sometime today.
Oh, it's almost, well, you know, if he tells me to, I have no choice.
Well, if it's a problem, why don't you just have a talk on the phone, and I'll suggest that.
Because, you know, I'm in the office with a hundred things to go over.
Yeah. Okay.
And between you and me, I wanted to rest for a couple of hours, too.
Yeah. Okay, well, let me see if you can't just do it on the phone. Try that anyway. You just thought, you know, you ought to talk over this whole thing, part of what we were talking about last night.
Yeah, how about first thing in the morning? You know, it doesn't matter when I go.
Oh, okay. I'll make that point and let's see what works out. I'll get back to you.
I've had yet another idea.
Yeah.
Which would be an intermediate idea to keep you from blowing. I'm pretty persuaded that we shouldn't stall it beyond. It's first of all the way that momentum is going now.
That's right.
I'd have to put brakes on it in a way that would be transparent.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that I have thought of doing is go to Saigon, come back here, and then take the same route again next week and just add the final destination. That would push the whole thing back by 6 days.
How good does that do?
Well, what it does is save 2 days. You know, he wouldn't have been blackjacked into it. It gives him a few more days to clean up the security area around Saigon. And it prevents an absolute confrontation next week.
Mm-hmm. But you don't know if you're going to have one. That could be a fallback position, too.
That's what I mean. No, if he goes along enthusiastically, we stick to the schedule.
Yeah.
If he stonewalls, we have no choice except to break off anyway.
But this would be an intermediate to that.
This would be an intermediate to that. I'd come back then Saturday night, I'd be back.
Yeah.
And go on the road again Tuesday, the same itinerary. The only thing is, the president would then speak on the 31st rather than on the 25th.
Now,
it has the additional advantage, as I see it politically, not that it's closer to the election, but that if anything gets unstuck, there's less time for it.
That's not valuable.
What?
I don't think that's... I think there are more negatives to that than positives. In weighing one side versus the other. But that's a better position than just dropping it at that point, probably.
Well, that's what I
think. What you're saying, yeah.
See, the problem is, Bob, I've reviewed all the exchanges. We have used these time schedules really ruthlessly to get changes in the text that otherwise would take weeks to get. I'm doing a letter to Brezhnev for the president today to get some, indication of Soviet supplies.
Yeah.
You know, just to button up the agreement.
Yeah.
And, you know, the more time we can get, the better it is.
Okay, we'll get back to you.
Okay, but if you can spare me a trip up there, I'd really appreciate it, because I couldn't leave before 2 anyway.
Okay.
I've got Abrams and everyone else coming in McNamara.
Okay.
Good.
Thanks.